Thank you, Austin. Yeah, this is a marathon day of basketball. I feel like we're in March Madness already with 8 games on KSDP today, folks. So all you have to do is just stay home and pretend you're watching TV and listen in on the 8:30 a.m. dial. And pass it around to friends and family, too. You can go on the website, listen live there at apradio.org, I believe it is. And I hope that's not wrong. But if nothing else, you just look up KSDP and you'll find it. It's the T-Jacks and the Reddington Huskies, the team they beat 2 nights ago, Wednesday night. Yep. And here's Braden Brandle to start the T-Jacks offense there. Comes up a little long on the 3-point try. And for the T-Jacks, they'll go back on defense. Brian Eichley in there along with Brandle. And then the 3 seniors, Jason Duarte, Yuri Gould, and Graydon Severian. Here's Severian trying to match the 2-pointer started by Williams for the Huskies. And then Graydon hits the 3-pointer and puts him up by 1. Here's Jose with it. Now goes to Brule. Brule top of the key. Jason eyeballing him out there, giving him some space, but not much. As here's Rogers trying to go inside to Sandifer, and the pass broken up. Gold comes back the other way. Severian on the baseline. Finds Duarte. Shit pass here. Leaves a little short. Brian Knightley sneaks in there for the rebound. Back out it goes to Severian. 3 is long. And the Huskies will take it back the other way. Wade Bowman is their talented freshman. Tony Rogers, stalwart there at the junior level. And here's Williams. His shot in and around but out as Rogers saves it and just does. Now Bowman trying to go inside. Severian blocks it all the way ahead to Duarte from Gold. Couldn't get that one up on the reverse try as he got the pass. It was tight quarters down there. Gold will inbound to Jason, right back to Graydon, to Gary in the corner. 3-pointer good for Gold. As here's Bowman to bring it up, a 6-2 score. Bowman backs out now as Duarte follows him. Tries to slip a pass back into Tony Rogers and picked up there by the T-Jacks. Here comes Gold. Pulls up. Free throw line jumper. Won't drop for him. Rebound to Sandifer. 6-2 scores. Here comes Bowman to try to make it 4. Misses on that shot. Gold following right with him. He gets his own rebound out to Rogers. 3-pointer. This one will also draw iron, but not net. And for the Huskies, they'll have it under their own hoop. Huskies looking to get to Sandifer. And again, tipped out by the T-Jacks. This will be Bowman to step out now to take that pass on the outside, gets it back to Rogers. Trying to deal against Gold and can. And here's a steal. Williams working one-on-one against Braden, and Braden takes it right off the dribble. Gives it to Severian. Now back to Brandle. He'll flip it back to Graydon and reset. As Gold just keeps sneaking down in the corner, Severian waited for it. He says, I'm not throwing it. Keep going, buddy. And he deals it down in the corner to him, and Gary hits the 3. That was just a little bit of a waiting, coaxing game going on there between Severian and Gold, and Gold hits the 3-pointer. Here's Bowman on the drive, and Severian doesn't give him much space. He misses it, and Graydon comes away with the rebound. Now over to Braden, 3-pointer for Brandle. This one's long, and the rebound by the Huskies. A 9-2 score as Here is the steal, and Severian finds Doherty for two. Make it 11-2. So for the Huskies, Rogers will try to drive. Gould will get the foul call. At the line, we've got our little spot here right now. We're going to have to change it in a couple of games. Is we got in here late with our car trouble, but by the way, there's a shot by the Huskies. Doesn't work, and T-Jack's come back with it. Severian, nice job out there today to start this game. I think that finger's getting better all the time. And it will be now out of bounds. Still be T-Jack's basketball then. Comes into Jason. Doherty's shot rolls around, won't go down. Eichley crashes the boards, but Bowman comes away with it. Brian's played some good ball both ends of the court here lately, too, getting some points on the board as well as his usual good defense. He and Braden really do very good defense, and Randall's even got a couple of buckets going as well. So, and here is the Huskies still working around the outside. T-Jack's defense doing his job, keeping him at bay out past the three-point line and not giving him much of a good look. Here's Rogers on a quick drive, tries to slip it past Gold, that comes up short. Graydon back the other way with it. Over to Gary on the cross court. Gold shot rims around and out. And now Gold with the reach in foul. And for the Huskies, they'll have it inbound at half court. Comes into Williams. Jaze. Back over to Rogers, picked up there by Gary. As Rogers looking for Williams cutting through, picked off by Gold briefly. Right back, Rogers gets it. Williams finds Bowman underneath, and the ball tipped around. Picked off by Eichley. Now the throw ahead, and this will be Strawn who just checked in. He'll grab it. So a couple of turnovers by each team there. As here's Eichley again with a near steal. Yeah, that was Sandifer trying to get posted up. And here's the steal by Eichley again. Eichley to Doherty. Jason pulls up. Free throw line jumper misses. Rebound comes off to Bowman. So both teams a little careless with the basketball, but I'll say defense had a lot to do with it for both teams. Here's Bowman on the cut through, and he gets the basket. The nice delivery as he cut through. Here's Gold all the way to the hoop. Travel call with not a jump stop, but a jump step. Need 11-4 here with 1:44 to go in this first quarter. It's been T-Jacks out front early, but a lot of turnovers here in the last 2-3 minutes. Seems like just back and forth. Both teams playing some good defense to do that. Good scrambling, good hustling to have that happen. Here's Williams, the three. He's going to miss, and Severian, the rebound. Graydon will bring it up on the dribble. Finds Doherty out in the baseline area. Back to Graydon. They work the right side. Now they got Gold up top, wide open there. Three-pointer straight away. Good for Gary. Bowman got there a step late, and Gold hits the three. 14-4 score here is 1 minute to go in this first quarter. T-Jack's been on top right from the start. Here's Williams in the lane. Pull up. Doesn't have it. Gold pulls down the rebound. Thought that was crawling over the rim. It didn't. Gold the other way with the floater in two. Gary Gold gets the two-pointer, makes it 16-4. As there's a steal, Rogers trying to go inside, tipped away by Gold, right to Severian, off to Duarte. Jason's shot is good. 18-4 now with 24 seconds to go. A couple of quick buckets by the T-Jacks, extending that lead. There's Rogers trying to sneak inside again for a drive, and defense just too good. Brandle gets a long pass ahead, passes right back to Eichley. He's done that already a couple of times this road trip, where he gets a long pass ahead, but then finds a teammate coming back. Rogers with no bucket, even though a good drive to the hoop, but let her go a little late, and that's the end of the first quarter. 20 for the T-Jax, 4 for the Huskies. Back in 60 seconds right here on KSDP.
Thanks, Carl. So the T-Jacks are extending their lead, holding on a good start for the first quarter of their Crawley Classic Tournament. We'll say thanks to our sponsors and get back for another second quarter action live on KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Our friends at John Golden Sons True Value Hardware in King Cove encourages parents and grandparents to read to your young children. Evidence suggests that adults who engage with their children in this way are providing the path towards academic success in the future. This reminder brought to you courtesy of John Golden Sons in King Cove, where they say our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. By working together, we can keep it that way.
It's the second quarter of the Crawley Classic for the T-Jacks up against Reddington.
And the Huskies have the ball to start the second quarter. The T-Jacks on top by 16, 20-4. This Reddington team yesterday dropped their game to Fort Yukon, 56-49, a well-played game by both squads, but real exciting. Fort Yukon with two key players there, just stayed ahead always. And Huskies only got the lead twice in that game by a point. And then Fort Yukon, with their quickness, was what got them that ball game. Here's Jaden Strong, the senior for the Huskies, hits a two-pointer. Strong knocks that one in. So Jaden Strong with the two as Duarte tries one from the outside. That hits the back of the backboard on Eichley's rebound try. Ball was going out of bounds. He tried to throw it back into play, and he got the back of the backboard. And Strong will set up again for the Huskies. Cutting across was Brule, and now to Strong. They're working around the Brule on the other side as Strong comes up top to take the pass. Looking inside, there's Brule, not there, or excuse me, that's Spot in there now, too, also. Spot, Brule, Gunnarsson, and here's Gold, or Severian, rather, is for the T-Jack. He gets that rebound out and into traffic he goes. Graydon can find his way through about any five guys, I think, and get to the hoop somehow. He's shaking that hand, too, and you wonder about that finger. Again, too, still recovering from it. Just looked down at it as if on cue. But I know he got it whacked on that shot. 21-6. He gets the other one on the way and in and out. Gold trying to save it on the line. 21-6 score here and 6:33 on the clock. Here come the Huskies. T-Jax, pick him up man-man. And you can tell that's I always think the best defense to have. And then if guys know man-to-man, you teach them a couple of different zone setups that you might need to go to protect people or protect the three-point line, things like that. But if they play man-to-man, they can play anything defensively. It's a good man-to-man, I should say. As here is Spot in the lane there, misses a shot. Severian with it. Hustled up court, right down to Jason. Dory's got an easy two as Severian finds him. Another assist for the T-Jacks. and Graydon with a couple of those. Gold with a couple. Randall with a couple. Kuzakin in there to start the second quarter, by the way. Huskies will work it around the outside, trying to go into Strawn, posting up on Gold. That's not there. He keeps the ball as he backs out past the three-point line. 23, that's Seymour, I think, for the Huskies. Yeah, Logan Seymour, the freshman. Didn't see him yesterday. Here's a steal by Severian on the pass, and Severian will go all the way to the hoop for two. And he's got those long arms and legs. He gets up high, and he beats people on the dribble like that. He can outrace a defender with the dribble. And he just did there. Strong trying to get a direction to cut him off and couldn't. Graydon blocks his shot there of a spot. And here's Eichley picks this one up. Eichley back to Graydon. Now Graydon working his way around the D. Gets the shot up off the glass but can't get it to go. Gunderson helps him up. Says, I don't know how you got there, buddy, but I'll give you a hand back on your feet, that's for sure. Severian to the line, 25-6 score in favor of the T-Jacks, and make it 26-6. First one good. Second one coming up for Graydon. This one on the way, and also good. Both from the line for Graydon. Makes it a 27-6 score. 5-minute mark has been passed here in the first half as they come out to the freshman Seymour. Picked up there by Kuzakin. And here's Eichley with a beautifully timed steal on that pass going into Gunderson. Instead, Eichley floats up in the way and gets it. As this pass tipped by Brule. Duarte went up to grab it, then pulled the hands away because he wouldn't have got it cleanly. Smart play by Jason, the senior. As over to Gold, the spacing not there, but Gold and Duarte both in the same spot there, and both of them open. Gold got it, couldn't hit the three, so it'll be, and the ball bounced high up over the backboard there, caught pieces of the structure, and it's Husky's ball, Strong with it. Now to Brule in the corner, comes up to Gunderson as they work it around top. Seymour will drive on Kuzakin, but that's not there. Zach, always good position with his feet. Here's Strong, thinks about the three. Gold gives him a little space, and they just keep running those cuts through there. A nice job for Spots to get open, and Strong delivers it to him. Now there's a tip pass there as Gold tried to pass off, driving down inside to Duarte. The Huskies nearly come up with it, but goes to Eichley, he misses, and then they get the rebound there. Here is Strawn with it. Asks for Seymour's help over there, and Kuzakin keeps an eye on him. Now in the corner to Strawn, Jaden has Gold on him, gets a screen, pulls up, little 15-footer won't work. The rebound by Eichley. Severian switches gears, comes down inside, and again tripped up as he goes to the hoop. He'll shoot two. Graydon's one of those guys, when he's got his game going, which is often, when he's 100%, which I still don't think he is yet, but I've just seen him at 100%, and it's just fun to watch. But he's a guy that can get you from the outside if you give him room, and he can get to the basket if you don't give him room. And he is doing, getting to the basket a lot here today. 27-8, misses on the first one. He's got one more coming up. Graydon's second shot on the way. Rattles around there and will plop through. 28-8 score. 3:15 to go in the first half. T-Jacks leading all the way here against the Huskies. Here's Jaze back in there. Williams checks in along with Rogers and Bowman. So getting a little breather on the side over there for the boys. And here's a step back miss by Williams. Ahead of the pack is Duarte, and Gold finds him with a pretty pass. Jason off the glass and in for two. 30-8, 2:45 here in the first half. Still remaining. and the T-Jacks kind of taking it away here. Here's a save by Gold right back to Eichley. He'll get it back to Gary, and he'll hustle it up the floor as Gary switches hands and just off the hands of Jason. Duarte heading to his right, switched hands, and then flipped that ball back to Duarte on the baseline on the left side. Gary Gold has that misdirectional move down so well, going one way and coming back the other. As here's the good drive there by Strawn. Gets to the hole and gets two. Kuzican picked up the loose ball there. Came off of Duarte and his defender's hand. Now Duarte goes inside. Kuzican feeds him, and Jason makes a nice move inside off the glass and in for two. 32-10. Duarte stayed with that. Kuzican patient to get the ball to him. When he delivered, Jason knew what to do with it against two defenders there. Had the momentum and slipped inside. Here's Bowman. Nice little move against Gold there. Picks up a two-pointer. 32-12. 1:32 on the clock. T-Jacks. Very patient. High post to Duarte. Slips a pass down to Severian, but I think Severian on the save try. That pass just got nicked, I think, by the Huskies. And Braden, trying to save it back into play, was on the baseline. 32-12 scores Jennifer. Puts it out to Rogers. Rogers now looking inside, finds Bowman, and Kuzican will get the foul call. Zach reaching in and hitting the arm. Zach's such a strong kid, too, that when he fouls like that, that's no chance for Bowman to get that pass cleanly or try to get a shot off. It's just going to fall out of bounds. Easy call for the ref in some ways. It was like, who could have done that? It has to be 22. Yeah, he's just real strong there. And there's a steal. Eichley gets a steal, but hands by the T-Jacks. All the reason why is... Here's Gary Gold, pull-up. Two-pointer, good, 34-12. 52 seconds to go in the first half. T-Jacks extending the lead. This ball off the hands of Sandifer. Court was coming across from the weak side, just couldn't hold on to it. And Gold will inbound, Severian will inbound to Gold as we wind down the last 40 seconds of the first half. Duarte at the high post. Pass in the air to Severian, right back to Duarte as Severian drives the baseline, slips a pass to Jason, and he's got two. 36-12. 25 seconds to go. Here's Bowman's drive inside. Rebound off the miss with Severian ahead to Duarte under the basket. He's got one in the air as he does the alley-oop. Oh, boy, he likes that. And that kid does it so well. Duarte can hang in the air there, too, and twist his body. He was under the cylinder, but able to kind of twist back and just flip that in. Here's the end of the half. The boys with some nice conversions down the stretch there. They lead now 38-12 over the Huskies here at the half. We're going to be back for our halftime stats and more here from Sioux Valley High School as we'll send it back to KSDP Studios and listen in on some of those great sponsors that help bring you all the action here at the Crowley Classic. Back in 60 seconds.
Good first half for the T-Jacks as the King Cove does what they do best this year and establish dominance wherever they go. Let's say thanks to those sponsors who make these broadcasts a reality. So thank you so much to all these companies, individuals, organizations who really make KSDP happen, allow us to do these kinds of services, especially basketball. So thank you. Please support these people and give them your thanks as well. The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the city of Sandpoint, to the Shoemaking Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Shoemaking Corporation, Telalaska, and also thank you to the city of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, And finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP.
Halftime here at Sioux Valley High School is the home of the Rams. And Sioux Valley, just back in the day, I'm sure some of you King Cove folks out there, back maybe from the 90s, 80s, stretch it about that far back. Anyway, Sioux Valley, some state championship teams back in the day at 2A, but have never really, ever since they moved to 3A there in late 90s, I think it was, they have never really done anything at the 3A level on the boys' side. But this gym used to come up here back in those 80s and 90s, and, man, some teams, some competitions, as they had teams as good as the T-Jacks back then, and the T-Jacks storming away from this 3A team now, 38-12 at the half. Reddington, a 3A team, and Sioux Valley now also a 3A team as well. And they're in the same league. The Reddington Huskies, just really hard for them to get much anything going. T-Jack's defense just been too outstanding, and they've been good on the boards as well. Wade Bowman has four, along with Jaden Strawn for four. Then two apiece, Williams and Spott. Sandifer, Tony Rogers, scoreless. Lots of tries to trying to get them baskets, but or at least an open look, but just not happening. As Rogers had a lot of drives end up in the rebound for the T-Jacks going the other way, as Gary Gold has really dominated him defensively. On the flip side, the T-Jacks offensively, they've just got it done. It's just been sweet music out there on the floor as Gold and Duarte with 14 apiece. And then Graydon Severian with 8 and 4-6 from the free throw line for him. So he's had a lot of shots that would have been and ones if they went in but didn't, or getting to the hoop. Plus some really great assists there, too. The baseline one was beautiful. The long pass to Duarte there on the alley-oop. I mean, the guys are just looking like the machine out there. And then throw in Brian Eichley, Braden Brandle, Zach Kuzik, and all good minutes on the floor. And Brandle with that good assist back to Eichley. He has the other 2 points out there for the T-Jacks. Well, we're about 6 minutes away from second half action. We're going to take a break here ourselves, and we'll be back for more from Sioux Valley High School. It's the T-Jacks of King Cove at 38 and the Reddington Huskies at 12. Back in 6 minutes for the second half.
Let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever. But this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins. My one condition is, say you'll remember. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever.
So we're going to go back now for second half action as the T-Jacks are mounting their lead against Reddington. And then we're going to have Sandpoint against Nicolaivas, the girls and the boys immediately following this. So don't go far. We've got lots of basketball all the way before lunch. And here's Carl Pulliam with second half action.
Well, thank you, Austin. And it is an all-day affair here on KSDP and at Sioux Valley High School as the T-Jacks lead at 38-12 after one half of play here. Picture the T-Jacks on both, the T-Jacks on the boys' side, and possibly Sandpoint could sneak in there, or Sioux Valley on the boys' side against them. On the girls' side, you can only picture King Cove, but I also think that on the girls' side, it might also be Sioux Valley, too, and that's, of course, how Sioux Valley wanted to set up this tournament, was try to be in the championship game, and they might be. And if they are, I got a feeling it's going to be T-Jacks and rookies there as well. Sandpoint, though, could surprise them tonight, but we'll see. Here's Duarte with the steal off the startup of the second half, and three Huskies back there. Does anybody want to step in and take a charge, please? No. Jason scores the easy two as starts it out with a bucket. Just off the hands of Brulé down there. Duarte is an imposing character as he heads towards you on the hard dribble in the open court. Here's Brando with it out on the wing and looking inside, trying to find a spot there for passes. Whoa, the bounce pass by Gold right to Severian. And Graydon nods his head at him like, man, thank you. Gary, that was perfect. And it was. He came in and banked it in off the backboard there for the Huskies. They come back the other way as the Huskies will lose the basketball there to Eichley, and Eichley will take it to the hole for two. So for Brian, he's got four in the game. And now here's Brulé with it as he goes to, here's Strawn in the lane. Can't get the shot to go, taken away by Gold. And at the other end, Severian gets two, but not the and one. He took a little bit of a smack there, but still made the bucket 46-12. So a 6-0 run to start the third quarter here. Make it 6-3 run as Strawn backs up for a three-pointer. Started to go for the drive. Gold backed off, and Strawn decided to give it a shot. Strawn with the rebound off Goldsmith now, 46-15 score, as Huskies get their first points. Here's Strawn again, straight away, three-pointer. This one won't work. Rebound saved there by Spott right to Brulé. Now it comes up top to Seymour. His shot is long, but he gets his own rebound. The freshman will try the drive down the baseline and comes up a little short there, as I think getting a piece of it was Brandle. At the other end, Duarte will take the outlet pass from Gold and put it in. Duarte so close to actually making that a jam. But I think he started to float too far under the basket there for that to happen. So for the boys in brown and gold, out to a 48-15 lead. The T-Jacks here, when you look at this team, the one thing they don't have a lot of, though, is depth, of course. And depth is important, obviously. Always important, as the T-Jacks, with just one regular substitution, then Ilya Lin can get in there as well, too, but that's it. And that's going to be one of the things that will probably be, I guess, if there was an Achilles heel, that's the potential. But the thing is, you've got to stay out of foul trouble. And, of course, in tightly contested games and things, sometimes that's hard to do. But they play smart basketball defensively, too. If they continue like that, there should be no problem throughout the season for them, right down to state tournament time. Here's Duarte out of the pack as he gets it over to Brandle. Braden gets one guy to fly by and then slips it in off the glass for two. So Braden with the two-pointer. And then back the other way, Bowman trying for it, can't get it. Eichley breaks up the rebound in there, and Severian ends up with it. Severian down to Duarte, leaves it short. He was kind of off balance catching that pass, and he just didn't get high enough off the glass on it, on the shot. A 50-15 score as we're halfway through this third quarter. Here's Eichley. As Eichley to Duarte to Severian, fakes the pass to the outside, then leaves it a little short on his drive. He got to the hoop up top now. It'll come to Gold. Nope, back it goes. Spot gets it for the Huskies, and Eichley with the rebound. Boy, the TJX don't give up on that one, even though with a 25-point lead, you think, well, they take it a little easy. No way. And Gold hits a three. Good scramble both ends. Good hustle by both teams. T-Jax win it at both ends. And we'll say the hustle play was a toss-up. But not a single player involved in that took any time off, that's for sure. 110% effort by everybody. And T-Jax come up with a three-pointer off it. Rogers with it to Williams. Williams down the lane he goes. Misses a shot there. That's Brandle getting a good defensive effort against him. To Gold, back to Brandle, and Braden gets the two as he throws it high off the glass. Sandifer coming over in front of him. Braden kind of with the sneaky shot there said, well, if I put it up a little higher, it could go, and does. It's a great jump stop there by Rogers, but Gold still has a hand in the face. Ahead of the pack, Gold to Severian. Two-pointer good. Wow, Duarte was there too. Jason and Graydon running the same pattern. And Gold set it in there for take your pick, and it was Duarte. As there's a two-pointer from Bowman now for the Huskies. Here comes Gold back the other way. Bumped by Rogers. And a 57-17 score now with 1:59 to go in the third. So we might get a little extra break after this one, I'm guessing, because it'll be the T-Jax maybe going to the running clock here in the fourth. We'll see. Usually it's always been the rookies doing that, but today might be the T-Jax day. And they still dominate. It's not like you have to win by 40. They dominate in a 20-point victory as Gold hits this one, 1-2 from the line, and it's 60-17. I don't think they got that last free throw, though. Somebody didn't send the memo. Let's see. Elia Lynn comes in along with Kuzikin. As here comes Severian back the other way. Severian splits the defense, goes to the hoop with that patented move. He can swing that ball from right to left, and no matter how you set up, you better be ready to switch quick as it goes to 61-17 now. Could be 62, but we'll leave it at that. Here's inside Sandifer following the miss by Williams, and he gets two off the glass. 1:20 on the clock, and Gold with it. To Kuzikin, three-pointer for Zach. No. Seymour with the rebound. To Williams. And with 1:09 on the clock here, it's Bowman working it. As there's Eichley with the steal there. Right in front of him was Seymour. And here's Haley Lynn running the floor, and Severian finds him for two. 63-19. 45 seconds to go. That's the third quarter. Lynn, good defense out there on Brule as they try to go to Sandifer. And he's blocked there by Gold as he tries the reverse. Here comes Gary, pulls up, three on the way, will miss. Zachary in the corner, hustles for the rebound, inside to Elia. Baseline pass over to Severian. Now he has goal posted up. He'll give it back to him on a three-point spot, and why not? He nails the three-pointer. Gary Gold with another three, makes it 66-19. Huskies will bring it back the other way. Here's Seymour, launches from way out. He's try, but not there. That's the end of three quarters of play, folks. We go to the running clock to start the fourth. T-Jack 66-19 for the Huskies. Back right here on KSDP in 60 seconds.
Promises to be a fourth quarter with the clock running the whole way through, so good job on the T-Jacks getting a hold of this one right out the gate and running with it. Going to say thanks to a few sponsors before we get back to that fourth quarter action.
The City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And we're back for fourth quarter action here as the T-Jacks look to put this one to bed against the Reddington.
And it starts right off that way as Gary Gold matches a two from the Huskies on the pass in. They get an easy one, which they haven't had an easy one all second half. Probably not the first half for that matter either, but made it 66-19. Gary Gold comes right back and says, like this, and did it a little quicker. Now Bowman, with the foul going against Severian, will go to the line for two shots. Bowman has the first one. As Braden gets ready to check in, Duarte will start the fourth quarter over on the bench. And here comes Braden for Gary. So it'll be Severian to lead the crew out there. 68-21 score. And 6:49 on the clock. Here's Graydon to the hole. A foul there as he goes for two. Severian with two shots coming up. 6:35 here in this fourth quarter. The running clock in effect. And at the line, Severian puts the first one up and in. 69-21. Only one team foul here in this second half. We talked about fouls. Of course, in a tighter game, it's harder to keep your fouls down, but still playing aggressive defenses. Graydon's second shot rattles in and out. Still playing the aggressive defense they do. The T-Jacks with only one foul in the second half. Here's a steal by Severian. And Graydon will take it to the hoop ahead of Bowman. Score an easy two, 71-21. 5:48 on the clock. As Sandifer has it for the Huskies. Now to Williams, tries to go inside. Kuzigan knocks a three over to Brandel. And Brandel to Severian misses a shot there. Brandel misses it, gets it to Severian again. And Severian puts this one in, so Graydon with another bucket. 73-21, 5:22 on the clock. There's a three from Bowman. 73-24 as Graydon has it for the T-Jacks. Goes to Kuzikin. Zachary with it, guarded against by Williams. And now Elia Lynn will try the outside shot. Severian the rebound and the foul on the rebound putback. Graydon to the line again. Wardy's going to come in for Graydon after the shot. They'll take turns out there. And the first shot good. In comes Strong. And Graydon good on the second one. Jason in for Graydon. Severian and Gold now taking the seat over there with Coach Brock. I like what Shadow's done with these kids this year, too. It seems like they're playing with a lot more the demeanor's different on court, I think. They're just confident still, but not maybe not a cockiness confidence, which you don't need, but discipline and just a more relaxed demeanor, too. That was a great jump stop in there by the freshman, Logan Seymour, and he gets a two-pointer, 75-26. And it's the boys, too. I mean, you got three seniors there that have missed chances 2 years in a row, just like the three juniors for the rookies. They're just playing differently. Or certainly I've watched them in this 2 weeks, and it's everything I've seen is state championship style. Court presence, demeanor, play. But a lot of it's all about that attitude, and these kids have the right attitude out there. They have in every game I've watched them here. And actually, I think Coach Brock might say their best game was against Diamond in the scrimmage. I mean, he really liked that, the way they just played basketball. And then we watched them turn around in that Lumen Christi game a little bit, where they played Lumen Christi's game, and they came out started playing their game. And here's the free throw miss by the Huskies, and Bowman ends up with it. Can't score it there. And Braden buries ahead as he heads up court. Brandel with the long rebound. Now switches, goes baseline. And how about Brandel? Oh, ho, ho, ho. Braden, he's smiling away. He does the highlight reel move there. He's down on the baseline left side. Severian, the first guy out as there's a timeout. And Gold comes over, Lynn comes over, everybody giving him a high five. As Brandel with the highlight reel. Yeah, he switched hands. He got two defenders to freeze, went baseline, and then beat the guy baseline with the reverse layup for two. 77-26 out of the short timeout by the Huskies. Coach Tony Brook says, let's talk it over. And with 2:11 to go here, Duarte will inbound. As Eichley hands off to him, goes back to Jason. Eichley guard out there by Gunderson. Here comes Jason. Duarte will put it up off the glass, and he's fouled by Bowman. ...77-26 score here, folks. Gold and Severian, I think, still talking about Brandel's move over there. They're both smiling and kind of back and forth. And you got to. I mean, that was head fake to his left. That was a Gary Gold, Graydon Severian type drive. Kind of mixing a lot of different things in there. And Duarte, good on 1-2. Makes it 78-26 with 1:22 on the clock. Game winding down. As Duarte with the reach. Third team foul in the half here. First one on Jason. So the way Jason plays, that's his first foul of the ball game. Here comes Kuzikin back the other way. Goes to Braydon. Brandel trying to work against Rogers. And Rogers will get to the hole for two. 78-28. Here is Duarte to walk it up. Under a minute to go. Eichley, I think, called for a foul there, trying to get Gunderson off of him a little bit. Ended up with a foul called, 30 seconds on the clock, and Rogers again drifts through there. Can't get the shot to go, and Duarte clears the board. Duarte still got it, 21 seconds on the clock. Jason working against Bowman, now back to Braydon. Brandel keeps the dribble, wants to hand off to Kuzikin there. As they get crowded up a little bit there, Duarte has it. Goes to Eichley, and Eichley will dribble off the final seconds. It ends with the T-Jacks on top, 78-28, the final score here. T-Jacks and the Rookies both dominating victories in their games today, this morning. They've got a couple more coming up this afternoon, though. We'll be back to tell you about that and the post-game stats coming up right after this 60-second break on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint.
Don't forget, coming up in about, gosh, I think it's going to be just maybe 30 minutes. We might get a bit of a break for this one, actually, since this ended so quickly. The Lady Eagles are going up against Nikolaevsk. That should be a pretty tough matchup, as Nikolaevsk is traditionally a very, very strong team to play. Sandpoint boys will go up at 1 o'clock following that game until around 2:30, also playing Nikolaevsk. And then we have a little break, and your King Cove Rookies and T-Jacks will be back once again, 3:30, as the King Cove Rookies go up against Fort Yukon. And then the boys will go against Fort Yukon as well at 5 p.m. And that wraps it up for the King Cove squad. So again, the Rookies cue it off one more time at 3:30, and then the Fort Yukon boys we'll go up against the T-Jacks at 5. Make sure you tune in for those games. And now we'll go back to Carl Pulliam. He's got the end of the game stats as the T-Jacks come out on top against Reddington. And Carl, the floor is all yours.
Okay. And here in the post game, it's the T-Jacks winning a big 78-28 over the Huskies for the T-Jacks, just a dominating victory, but defense is what leads the way always for this group. And they just swarmed these Huskies tremendously. Coach Tony Brook, a couple of timeouts down the stretch there, too, just to kind of go, okay, guys, it's running clock. Let's at least do this, this, and this. And the T-Jacks playing as if they're two down all the way. That's that demeanor I'm talking about. That's the way they're playing. They're very serious about playing their best at all times, and it shows. For the Huskies, they had one player in double figures. That was Wade Bowman. Came up with the 7 points in the second half to end with 11. Jaden Strong added a three. He had 7 also. And the Huskies just outmatched throughout. How about this? The three seniors, Gold, Severian, and Duarte. Gary leads away with 24, 21 apiece for Graydon and Jason. Excellent job there. Pitching in also, Zach Kuzikin not scoring, but some good minutes on the floor as always. Braden Brandle, 6 points. The highlight reel, frees them in their steps, switching back and forth, head fakes, and then gets the reverse layup against the defender. Just a really neat finish there with about 2 minutes left in the fourth. 4 points for Brian Eichley and 2 from Elia Lind for Coach Shadowbrock's victorious King Cove T-Jacks. Well, the T-Jacks will be up again, as we said, coming up at 3:30 today. It'll be the rookies first, though, against Fort Yukon. And then the boys, the T-Jacks, will take on Fort Yukon following that game at about 5 o'clock. So 3:30 and 5 for the Rookies and T-Jacks, their next games today, and that's against Fort Yukon. Now, on the girls' side right now, coming up next, the Nikolaevsk Warriors will be taking on your Sandpoint Eagles. The Lady Eagles first, and then the Eagles coming up after that. 11:30 is our start time, and that's about 29 minutes away right now, it looks